Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you get any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Links, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. We're now in the final third of the year, and I've got to say that we've been in a great realm when it comes to music, gaming, and anime. I've already started having trouble finding a way to feature all the great music that's been released thus far on my annual Top 20 Albums list, and once again, I may have some difficulty picking the best anime of 2017 out of all the great shows that have appeared. Granted, I'm probably going to be leaning towards The Lesbian Dragon, but that could change come year's end. And gaming has been pretty good. Yes, we've had some stinkers and disappointments, but overall, the good stuff certainly outweighs the bad. So while there are areas of the world that are kind of shit as of this recording, rest assured that there's always a fine escape waiting for you within the universes of these great anime, games, and albums presented to you. With that being said, let's do our best to cheer ourselves up and have a lovely time in today's episode. And we can start by diving into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official site, and your local record store. We're going to start things off with something rather retro, and no one has done it better this year than Satellite Young. Here's a cut from their debut album, which we gave 4.5 stars to on our Boston Bash Brigade site. This is San Francisco Girl.
目は昨日の二人青く深く染め上げてゆく最後の手触りは心痛み深く
One of the acts from this past year's South by Southwest Japan Night Tour, that was Cervinci with Summer Rain Diver, taken from their Tokyo Chaotic release. Of course, I look online for info on this band and their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everything of theirs, save for a website that hasn't been updated for over a year, is all gone. So, there may be a chance they disbanded soon after their US tour, which is a shame, because I thought that they were pretty good. What are you gonna do? So last week, Nintendo showcased a new video that gave a spotlight to all the indies coming to both the 3DS and Switch. Because unlike the music's indie scene, the video game one is booming like crazy. We had some great announcements like Super Meat Boy Forever, the RPG-style Golf Story, Steam World Dig 2, and Nine Parchments, the last of which takes place in the world of Trine. A great video game series, by the way. If you've never played it, I highly recommend checking them out, especially the second one. I feel like that's the best out of the three. But the internet exploded with the video game news that people have been waiting to hear. The return of Travis Touchdown. Suda51's beam katana-wielding bad boy is coming back in a very big way with Travis Strikes Back. No more heroes. The first game is what finally convinced me to buy a Wii, as it had style, humor, off-the-wall violence, and some pretty kick-ass characters. And from the trailer, it appears that the Johnny Knoxville doppelganger hasn't changed one bit since we last saw it in No More Heroes 2 Desperate Struggle in 2010. And here's the real kicker. The new No More Heroes will be featuring collaborations with some of the best indie game developers on the planet. As Travis gets sucked into six worlds, I think it's six, at least six worlds, based on many of the great small-time games. We already saw in the trailer that Hotline Miami would be one of these titles, which I can already see being truly amazing experience. A legit third-person Hotline Miami would feel weird, but having Travis Touchdown as the anti-hero instead of the hired killer makes a lot more sense. At PAX West, Suda51 also revealed that Yacht Club Games' Shovel Knight will also be part of this new chapter, meaning that mature games aren't the only sort of indies that Travis will invade. Now, we're open to speculation regarding what other games will be featured in Travis Strikes Back. As Hotline Miami is a Devolver Digital game, and Suda51 was in their E3 presser, we could probably see a good chunk of the games Travis will be invading will be from their library. And there are so many great titles they could choose from Devolver's library. You got Broforce, Shadow Warrior, Serious Sam, Ollie Ollie, Not a Hero, Enter the Gungeon, Mother Russia Bleeds. The list is long and vast. And imagine which other games in the indie realm Travis would be perfectly fit into. Stuff like The Binding of Isaac, Party Hard, Mr. Shifty. Hell, go over to Cartoon Network Games, get Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake. That would be a really weird but funny collaboration there. So while we wait patiently for news regarding this game, we can at least be happy that Travis Touchdown is coming back. Here's hoping that you can still charge a katana beam the same way as it was in the Wii games. Fans will know what I'm talking about. Anyways, that was a great way to end Nintendo's Nindies Showcase, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's on the horizon for both Nintendo and indie game lovers everywhere. Here's an upcoming band from Liverpool that goes by the name Skellums. They've set up shop with their own label called Rent and Debt Records, and will be releasing their next single on September 15th. Here is that single, entitled If You Have to Leave.
If you do ever go, I'd miss you like a vampire misses sleep. Like how the sand would miss the sea. Or how the beauty'd miss the beast. I need you here like an iron lung to keep me breathing through the day. Like how a hot day needs a breeze to blow. Like the winter needs the snow. If you have to leave, I'll tuck your heels and keep it together somehow. I will always be longing to be where I am now. And if you ever strayed, I'd miss you like the oceans would miss the waves. Like how a house fire longs for rain. Like how the scarecrow needed a brain. I'd feel the loss like an open wound. Your silence like a draft. I need you like a double bed leads two lovers inside. Like a sitcom needs a laugh. If you have to leave, out on your heels and keep it together somehow. I will always be longing to be where I am. I'd feel your silence like a draft. But if you have to leave, out on your heels and keep it together somehow. I will always be longing to be where I am now. And if you were to go off on your toes and keep it together somehow. Where I am now. I'd miss you like a vampire misses sleep. Like how the sand would miss the sea, or how the beauty had missed the beast.
Audiences for 50 years with her vocals and melodies, and still performs to this very day. Although, interesting fact, despite the more jazzier bossa nova sounds of that single, she would make a much bigger name for herself when she started to dabble in the folk genre. Because of this, she has been dubbed the Joan Baez of Japan. Now, on the next episode of Wicked Anime, which hits the Nerdy Show Network on Thursday, hopefully, depending on any delays, we talk a lot about Netflix's Death Note film. Now, I don't want to go too deep into the details of what we discuss in the episode, as I want you to listen to it when it appears. I do want to say, though, that you should watch the live-action American Death Note movie. I personally believe that the good stuff it has outweighs the bad, and never once did I feel like I was wasting my time watching it. It's legitimately strong popcorn entertainment. The film takes a lot of liberties from the manga, changing shit around and making its own rules at the same time. This has led me to think deeply on what this Death Note film truly represents, and how it could fit into the original universe. Which is why I have come up with two theories of sorts, one for Ryuk, the other for L, and if that makes you roll your eyes a bit, I don't blame you, but keep in mind that what I'm about to say is an opinion that I somewhat already know is bullshit, but Somehow helps me make sense of some of the live-action film's changes. Also prepare for some spoilers. For starters, Ryuk being seen as an enabler to Light Turner makes me believe that the Shinigami has done this song and dance before. This leads me to think that this Death Note story takes place after the events of the original Death Note series. In the original, Ryuk dropped the Death Note to Light Yagami because he was bored and wanted something else to do. After Yagami dies, Ryuk has been reawakened with the joy he once had from writing names in his Death Note, hence why he does so a few times in the American movie. As for L, it's clear that he's not the only L after Watari visits the closed-down center where the lover suites evolved into the detective that he is today. With there being more than one successful patient, it's apparent that there are L's scattered throughout the globe solving multiple crimes, one of which could have been of Japanese descent, who may have been the one Light Yagami killed in the original series. Also, the fact that people think Kira is Japanese may be due to the fact that Japan still has Kira on the brain from the last time, not solely because of the Japanese messages that Light Turner leaves. Hence why there's a new L that has appeared to take the place of the original. I can't quite remember if people knew that L died in the Death Note series outside of those who are investigating all the deaths, or if it was known publicly, or however. It's been a while since I've read the manga and watched the anime. But those are a couple of theories I have regarding this new Death Note film, which helps to make some of the nonsensical changes seem more aligned with the original universe. Again, these are just my thoughts that even I don't think are actually true. Just a little fun I wanted to have with you listeners. I do recommend watching the movie, especially for Willem Dafoe as Ryuk. We need more of that man doing Shinigami stuff, I tell ya. He's like the only reason why I kind of want to see another movie, another Death Note film happen. And who knows, it could happen, it could not, this could be a huge flop. We'll just have to see what occurs. Alright, let's spin a couple more tracks. This collaboration is the definition of a match made in heaven. We got J-pop vocalist Miwa alongside Scott and Rivers, who are Scott Murphy of Alistair and Rivers Cuomo of Weezer. From Miwa's Splash World album, this is Kawaranu Amoy.
She fighting the rhetoric, still trying to fool a whole nation of workers on suppressants to believe in your rights when the whole system is rigged. It's all a lie. It's all just a lie.
Visiting Liverpool, England, that was Vile Assembly with the song Gone, which takes its musical influence from the 70s punk era. Be sure to keep your eyes out for their debut record, which is due to hit stores later this autumn. Now, as some of you listeners may know, Yakuza is my favorite game series of all time. With its pitch-perfect storytelling, amazing voice cast, fun beat-em-up mechanics, and gorgeous worlds, the story of Kazuma Kiryu has captivated audiences and gamers all across the globe. Recently, it was announced that a remake of Yakuza 2 will be coming out in Japan later this year, and with the remake of the first game now out in the US to great acclaim, it's appearing that this series has finally been given the respect that it's been due for some time. Now, I am personally excited about what the developers of Yakuza are going to do next. Via a jaw-dropping teaser, it was revealed that the next game that they'll be working on will take place in the world of Fist of the North Star. The game, titled Hokuto ga Gotoku, which translates to Like a North Star, the game will feature Yakuza's gameplay mechanics to tell the story of Kenshiro traveling to the city of Eden in search of his beloved Yuria. The voice of Kazuma, Takaya Kuroda, will be taking the reins as Kenshiro in this game, meaning that the amount of emotion that his interpretation of this iconic character will more than likely be off the charts. With Fist of the North Star being a long story to tell in one video game, one can imagine that certain liberties may have to be taken. However, Knowing the writers of Yakuza, their care for the subject at hand will no doubt stay true to what matters most to fans of the original series. What's more, their way of telling a story practically surpasses every other entertainment medium whenever a Yakuza game comes out. So we may be in for probably the greatest adaptation of Tetsuo Hara's original manga classic since probably the TV series in the 80s. So hopefully we'll see more of Hokuto ga Gotoku as the year goes on, seeing as it's due to be released in Japan in 2018. Perhaps we'll soon hear word on the US release date, but odds are we won't know probably until after Yakuza 6 comes out next year. At any rate, we can at least look forward to another great video game adaptation of a classic anime and manga series. Anyways, let's return to the playlist at hand. Coming up, we've got one of my favorite up-and-coming soloists, Riri, who was also part of this year's South by Southwest Festival. From her I Love to Sing EP, this is Next to Me.
I can't think at all. Honestly, I just don't know what to do. Oh, yeah. It is tearing me up. Cause I invested so much time in you. Try and keep it strong. Who ever thought that I would be here on my own, missing you. Cause I still wanna be next to you. Cause I still wanna be next to you. In my heart, finding out that things you told me wasn't true. Oh yeah, wish I could leave you alone, but something inside won't let me get rid of you. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. But when you love someone, you just don't let them go. Do everything I can to try and keep it strong. Who ever thought that I would be here?
Cause I still wanna be next to you.
From their Super Ultra Gold 79 album, that was Mojo with New Wave. Be sure to also check out their latest mini album, Supercar, which was released this past March. A curious coder that goes by the name Cody Brocious dove into what makes the Nintendo Switch tick and discovered a little line of data that's starting to lead to heavy speculation. Not a bad speculation, mind you, but a very good one that could pave the way for Nintendo to craft video games for an experience that they kinda already had a hand in back in the 90s, but kinda flopped due to the lack of support and the unit being just flat out terrible. I'm talking, of course, about virtual reality. Now, VR is no longer a new concept thanks in part to the success of the Oculus, HTC Vive, and the PlayStation VR. And as an owner of the PlayStation VR, I can attest that VR has been stepping in the right direction for the past year. A lot of great games have made it on virtual reality, like Resident Evil 7, Rick and Morty Virtual Reality, Arizona Sunshine, and Super Hot VR. So it should come as no surprise that Nintendo is planning to try again with presenting an immersive world for users of the Switch. I recall there was a person who made a mock-up of sorts of a VR add-on for the Nintendo Switch. One that has you put the screen aspect into it and using it as your eyes. And thanks to the tilt mechanics that are within the Switch, you can easily use it to see around the virtual world that stands before you. And like the Touch for Oculus or the Vive controllers, you can use your Joy-Cons as your hands to maneuver about or even use objects. So while there's quite a bit of speculation of what this code could lead towards to, there's no doubt that Nintendo fiddling with virtual reality may in fact become a reality in the not-too-distant future. I was initially going to say that it would also mean the Switch would be the cheapest means of experiencing virtual reality, but with the PlayStation VR dropping their price to $400 that also includes the PlayStation camera, that wouldn't be so. Which, by the way, if you haven't bought it yet, I do recommend the PlayStation VR. The games that are out there now, as well as the ones that are coming out later this year, are definitely worth diving into. Especially Super Hot VR, Arizona Sunshine, Battlezone, Cat Lateral Damage, Job Simulator, and Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes. But yeah, it'd be cool to see Nintendo try again with VR, and if that happens, we'll have to see how long it takes Xbox to finally do the same. You know what? I just realized something. There's a new Metroid Prime game that's being made right now. What if this has something to do with it? Just imagine that. Metroid Prime VR. Boom! Anyway, let's get back to the playlist. Mega Ran is back with a brand new album called Extra Credit, and we're going to give a song from it a well-deserved spin. Accompanied by Samus and Seshi, and produced by Isid, this is Old Enough.
I'm old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. Old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. I'm old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway. I'm old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. Old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. I'm old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway.
Hey, yo, life is hard like Dark Souls. Her stress is just part and parcel. Yo, devil scan you like barcodes just to gas you up like Arco. I spent $3,000 on advertising, and that ain't work, isn't that surprising? Would-be customers passing by it. Sorry about that, man, that's the climate. Just my luck, it should be my catchphrase. Got no healthcare, need my x-rays. Float to Texas, no connections. They lose my luggage right on the jetway. Learning as I go along. I know I'm doing it wrong. Probably silly, but what doesn't kill me can most likely go in a song. Look in the mirrors like checking the news. Every day something that gives me the blues. I'm good on the club, you're expected to schmooze. Buy all the booze and eventually lose. I go to Subway and hold up the line. Well, I didn't mean to, but really I just wanted cookies the entire time. And they don't make it easy, I know they can see me. I'ma make it cheeky, nothing is promised. When I'm not rapping, I'm napping. And I'm not afraid of death, I just don't wanna be there when it happens.
I'm old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. Old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. I'm old enough that I know better, young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway.
Probably shouldn't have another glass. Probably shouldn't stare at her. Probably shouldn't punch a cop in the face. Probably shouldn't, but I did it anyway. Thank heaven for the mistakes. May not get to heaven, but strong bones grow from tough breaks. That's okay. If I never get handcuffed or maced again, that'd be great. Always struggling to grow up. Never made it to the gym to tone up. Hold up. Rather eat another donut. Keep the old gut robust. Shown up. Peter Pan picked a profession that nobody thinks is a real job. Relationship went wrong. Now he's back living with mom. Bit of a slob, but kids think that he's rich because of rap songs. Believe what you want. Had to open up a bad loan to pay my taxes off. Now a guy named Guy wants to break my legs, and I'm questioning anything that I ever said. Making music till the moment that you drop, huh? Sounds fun, right? Sometimes it's not. Staying young at heart, probably not that smart, cause our government doesn't support art. No retirement plan for folk rap stars. No mortgage when you're living in a house of cars. They don't rent to anybody that's been behind bars. It'll all fall down, gotta own the scars.
I'm old enough that I know better. Young enough to do it anyway. Old enough that I know better. Young enough to do it anyway. I'm old enough that I know better. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway.
I ain't a businessman or a businessman. You should hear my idea of a business plan. Post a couple pictures on my Instagram. Maybe get a couple stickers on a Vista brand. I'm never really asking if it fits the brand. I ain't never had the discipline. And lately I suspect nobody gives a damn if I'm the shh, so I let it hit the fan. Instead of trying to schmooze, I'ma kick the can. I try to tell my dudes that it's just a scam. Rather network on a network than ever spend a night up in the club like I'm Chris Kattan. I wish I could reject getting shows and DMs. No per diem. Is that something I should be in? Even though I'm overstretched, here I go agreeing. But I can't ignore the message because they know I see them. I hate rare receipts. I'ma just go pray. Maybe I'ma get it all correct someday. Maybe when I'm older, the regrets go away. Yeah, maybe when it's over, I can rest okay. I'm old enough, I should know better. You could burn your bulb, but you a go-getter. If you're far too focused, then ignore your locus. Hang around the wolves like you were old yeller. I'm young enough to do it anyway. Could take a sucker punch like I'm a heavyweight. If you know the feeling, scream it to the ceiling. If you been hanging tough, we need to hear you say that I'm old enough that I know better.
Young enough to do it anyway. Old enough that I know better. Young enough to do it anyway. I'm old enough that I know better. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway. Young enough to do it anyway.
Yoru nano sa, mune ni sa.
From their debut album, first album, that was the Jaguars with Dancing Lonely Night. The Jaguars would become so popular that in 1968, they starred in their own film entitled Jaguars Tekizen Tsuriku. However, after the film's premiere, drummer and band leader Yukio Miya would leave the group. And that was the end of that, I guess. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/OmMysteryInc. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Skellums and Val Assembly, made by High Violet PR and Plugging, and a special shout-out to Megaran for sending down his latest album. Glad to give you guys a spin today. Before we fully wrap up this episode, I need to make a bit of an announcement. With my duties as a gaming, anime, and most recently, manga journalist, taking up more time than usual, I have decided that until a certain amount of time, No Borders, No Race will move to a bi-weekly format. As I've mentioned in the past, there's a lot of work on my end that goes into crafting one of these shows. And the amount of time I put into making one episode, I can write roughly 3 to 4 reviews. Hence why on the Tuesdays I don't do a podcast, you'll more than likely see a new review up in its stead. So until I have all my work caught up, or until I'm in a more comfortable state regarding what I have to review and the like, No Borders, No Race will be a bi-weekly program. When things get more comfortable, then I'll bring it back to a weekly show. I hope all of you can understand. So, we're going to wrap things up with a track from Okamoto's 2015 rock opera, aptly titled Opera. Had the pleasure of chatting with these guys at Anime Boston this year. They were so cool. This song is called Headhunt. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps. guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.